Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, always enjoy these Fox Sports hug fests.
Yeah.
When you get to hang out across from one of your own, Chris Myers joins us now here in the Hooters Hot Seat live from Miami.
Nice to be out with you guys. Unless it's the seminar when I get to insult everybody.
Right. And see, what you don't know about...
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
What you don't know about Chris...
You host the summit.
Is that what we call it, the summit? Is it a summit? Is it a... What were the other terms we had for this? Like, a summit, is it... You call it like a symposium or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, symposium. But that doesn't sound enough gravitas. We like the summit.
Yeah, the summit. And Chris basically hosts a part of the summit where he just basically rips everybody that works for Fox. And I had no idea, because obviously I've watched you for years do your thing, but I had no idea you go to like Larry the Chuckle Hut on Friday nights?
I was in college a frustrated, growing up in Miami, by the way, a frustrated comic, always had an interest in comedy. I tried a little, you know, doing stand-up before I got into broadcasting and continued that. But yeah, for the listeners, it's great because Fox, we have there's a seminar where we have Hall of Famers, you know, Aikman and Jimmy Johnson, Mark Schlereth, all that brought you, Dick Stock, you know, guys with Super Bowl rings. And the boss basically, after we do all the work about, you know, we're doing this in the game and the officiate, he's like, you know what, we're going to have a little fun here. You got the microphone. Go ahead and insult everybody who you want. It's all bets are off. The room is closed. It's not recorded. If people don't like it, they can leave.
Yeah.
So when your boss tells you that, including Shred the Boss, right?
Yeah.
Which is have fun. It would never happen at another network where I worked before.
Yes.
And it really does help to bond everybody because you wouldn't pick on somebody who can't take it. You know, so you know certain people you can tease, but people love it when you're making fun of a Troy Aikman or a Terry Bradshaw.
But
it's kind of, I don't script anything. I casually make notes of who, like Dick Stockton, who you work with, is one of the great legends in our business. It has influenced a lot of us, and it's still going strong. You guys had another great season. But he's just so old, I got to tease him about it. I said he had an autographed Bible, you know, that the first horse race he did was Paul Revere live. And he went through, so, you know, and see, Dick can take that. He laughs later. He'll tease me. That was a good one. I didn't like this one. You know, whatever. So that's kind of, and then you can pick on other people. Tim Brando, who's Mr. Whatever. Oh, we shredded him.
Yeah.
So it was just fun stuff. People can respond.
Well, everyone wants to know. What'd you say about Meyer?
I think I teased him about it. It was a quick thing about the working at another place and coming here, I think.
Right, yeah. Well, see, because we haven't known each other very well, so we didn't have as much information on
now
me.
So he's
collecting.
Right, and I may call you to get some dirt. I can already pick on his Mr. Muscles over here. Kind of thing. We can have whatever the hell he's doing. He's a Colorado version of The Rock, which is weird. We'll have some fun with it. But anyway, it's a fun. But what, Mark? Can you tell me, because you played on teams and there's you end up being a team, right? We have our little broadcast team and then the big Fox team. But it creates so that we've only done that a few years, but I think we needed the right kind of people for that room to be like that.
It's incredible, you know. It was, for me, it's such a breath of fresh air. You know, it's so funny because everybody who left the network that I used to work for would always say, hey, man, Fox, you know, it's you know, it was always, the culture's so incredible.
Yeah,
the culture's
like you're
so
teams.
Right. So I left, and Jeff Saturday calls me one day and goes, hey, man, hey, you know, he's like, hey, big dog, what's going on? How you doing? And I was great. And he goes, what's it like over there? And I was like, oh, the culture's unbelievable. Because I had heard it for years, right? The culture.
Right.
And there's a small pause there, like a pregnant pause, about 3 seconds ago. You know, what the hell does that even mean?
Right.
And it was like, I had no answer. At first I was like. And then I was like, listen, I get treated here like the treatment here is like you're lucky, we're lucky to have you.
Yeah, we're glad to have
right,
him.
Right. And that the whole camaraderie aspect of it, and making fun of one another, and
let you know we work hard, and they trust that we'll be prepared, but they also let us do it in kind of in our own way and with our own personality, and I think that's when you see good teams too, that happens.
There's no question about it. It's got to. I always tell this to Mike Shanahan because Mike was, you know, Mike's one of the ultimate grinders, right?
Yes.
I would pull Mike aside and say, it's got to be fun. And that was a hard thing for Mike to grasp onto. Yeah. I go, dude, it's gotta be fun. And that's one thing about Fox, working with Fox, is we have our Friday night dinners.
Friday night dinner creates for each little broadcast. And then, of course, you know, you shift in as you get closer to the game, kind of what players have to do, especially for you're like more serious and it's less, you know, this and that. But then in the game, some of the stuff comes out that you talked about or that you hung out when you talked about it.
Do you like doing the sideline stuff in the playoffs?
Yeah, I do. Because, and hey, let me tell you, Mark, before I did the play-by-play on the booth, I worked with Darryl Johnston. For years, I did sidelines. And then when I went to the booth, I felt it was like a real advantage. I mean, I never played the game, obviously, but having been down there and seeing what's going on and what really
right.
and the interaction as calling a game, I think it helped. And then using that playing off our analysts. So when I do that during the year, and then when we get to the postseason, first of all, you're working with Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, and Aaron Andrews. I worked with Pam Oliver back, so this will be my sixth Super Bowl as a Fox broadcast. My first one was Andy Reid with the Eagles, which and I was actually on the Patriots sideline on that one. I'll be on the Chiefs here. But so, yeah, each time I think it gets a little bit more comfortable. But I love it because I only have to worry about one team, and it's less of a role. It's less TV. You know, we always like to be. But it's more about contributing in a small part. And when you get that information in, it's got to be quick and accurate and can't disrupt the flow of the booth or the commercials or the natural sound or the snap of the ball, all those things that viewers really, really are focused on.
Visiting with Chris Myers from Fox Sports, you've covered everything. And I'm most curious about those frantic moments, those chaotic moments after a big game, after a big race, and everybody's around you, and you've got the interview, you've got the key particular. What is the key at that moment to getting it right?
Well, the first thing is getting to the person who needs to be interviewed and getting to them as quickly as you can. Falcons Super Bowl 28-3, I'm on the Patriots sideline. So I'm thinking, okay, my role is easy because once the Falcons win this, I'll go to the loser locker room. We tape the losing coach and they play it back in the pregame. All of a sudden things are shifting and it's, oh, now the Patriots are going to win this thing in overtime. But they had let the media down, international media, everybody, they thought the game was ending onto the field. So when the game ended, I mean, there was a rush of people. And if you go back and watch, I had a security guard, a producer, they got trampled, knocked over, and getting to Tom Brady. Meanwhile, the producer is saying, get to him as quickly as you can, because I think there's nothing like, and I wish we did more of this even in our games, and I'm not producing here, Mark, but during the year, when a game ends, we rush off to the next. I would love a quick interview live attached to our game when it ends with somebody from the winning team or a big moment, because you get the real emotion of, boy, we, you know, just the guy, whether it's tears, it's happy, it's sad. And so I got to Brady, but it was like fighting, and the camera had to be an overview shot. And then the hard part is, so getting there is one, and in my mind I'm thinking, well, okay, the guy's exhausted, he's drained. He really said, can I have a few minutes? I'm like, we don't have a few minutes. So we're live with Tom Brady, so if he was going to blow me off, he was going to do it live to a national audience of 100 million. But he didn't, of course. He was gracious, and it was the year of, you know, redemption with the Deflategate, and his mother had the illness, and he was terrific in the interview. But you have a set of questions in your mind, but most importantly, once you ask the first one, is you got to listen to the answer, because sometimes I had Kyle Rudolph this year, that Saints game, and he didn't want to answer. I wanted to know, was the play, it looked like it was supposed to go to him, the blitz is on, you go there, but everybody's on Cousins' case, so like I want to be able to say, hey, yes, it was designed here, and Kirk read it well, and he eventually got to that, but you got to listen to the answer, because that's is he answering, or is usually the first response is, we're just happy we won, and then the second question is where you get the meat of the specific question, and that's understandable, because a guy just poured his heart out on the field.
That's great. I could never see you just the whole thing blew me away, because you were like, I have a list of questions in my head. Yeah. If I put something in my head, it's I say, oh, look at that coin over there. Like, then I'm gone.
And you can't write those down in that situation. You know, in the booth, we can make notes and things like that. But when you're out there running, first of all, you gotta want to look a guy in the eye about. Tell me about what you try to do that before you get out there. So in this case, Super Bowl, I'm on the Chiefs. If the Chiefs win, the star of the game, and/or Mahomes, the face of the team, and then they'll set up the stage for the trophy, and Michael Strahan or Terry Bradshaw will do all that, and then whoever has the losing side will go interview that coach. At least they're required by the league. Bill Belichick didn't want to do that one time. We had to, you know, we had to wait patiently.
Gee, what a shock.
Yeah, what a
shock. Our big sponsor down here helping make this possible is Low-T, and you're working with the fine folks at Low-T as
well. Age gracefully, and I look up to Dick Stockton, who will be calling games at 105.
Yeah, exactly.
We, you know, there's what's the alternative? But I think we get caught up in as guys in jobs with stress at home or working and traveling, especially for me. So you get run down if you're not sleeping right, and lowtcenter.com is the place to go. There's over 40 locations. Most insurance companies will cover things. And by within a visit or two, they'll determine what you need, and they'll help you either if it's about getting rest, if it's about more energy, in a natural, comfortable way. So it's really redefining men's health and, in general, just good health. And I think we forget about that until it's either sometimes too late or we've worn ourselves down to the point where we're a mess. So I would just check out Low T, and I think you'll feel better. It'll be good for you. And if you're fine, great. Move on. Enjoy your life. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, please call Scott and I before next year's summit.
Okay.
And we'll give you all the Schlereth.
Yeah, I want
we'll
the dirt
give
on
you
Schlereth.
All the Schlereth dirt you need.
Yeah. This will be good. I might, video clips, whatever. Oh. This might be good. He's already. He'll have his, he's going to have a.
Oh, yeah. We got some stuff.
Don't worry. Yeah, Nick, we could go a little out of bounds on some of
this. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. We got some stuff.
They got dirt.
We got stuff.
He could handle.
We got video.
He could handle responses, too. So it'll make it.
Yeah, I'm all good.
He might get up and kick my asses, you know, just like just to make it. And everybody would love it. They would cheer. No, that's the kind of thing. It really is like Don Rickles at the UN. That's what it feels. You know, just go loose on everybody. But it's a lot of fun.
It is great.
Chris Myers.
It's always good to catch up.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Appreciate
all right. Good to see you, Chris Myers.
Thank you.
Appearing on the Hooters hot seat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I kid you not. This dude is one of the funniest dudes.
Yeah.
Like, I was, the first time he did it, I was absolutely shocked.
Yeah,
I
mean, you don't think about it.
Roll over.
He's, like, so professional, the voice, and very straight-laced, but, yeah. All right. Coming up next, we're going to visit with a teammate of yours.
All right.
From the greatest Super Bowl team ever.
Yeah.
That's coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.